It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 8th, 2021. For today's word feature, why we say what we say when we say it, we're going to open the crayon box, as it were, and look at the colors. And today we'll consider some expressions containing the word red. We all know that when a person is so obviously guilty of something that there can be no doubt of that whatever, the offender is said to have been caught red-handed. So why do we say that? The expression caught red-handed has its origins in Scotland at least as early as the early 15th century. Given how it was used in the earliest references, the phrase red hand or red hand, written as one word, probably referred to people caught with blood on their hands for murder or poaching. The first documented mention of red hand in this context is in the Scottish Acts of Parliament of James I, written in 1432. It subsequently popped up numerous times in various legal proceedings in Scotland, always referring to someone caught in the act of something. So how about red herring? How did we come to call misdirection drawing a red herring across the trail? This term for an attempt to distract attention from the main issue comes from fox hunting. A red herring has a very strong odor because of the way it's cured, and so hounds set on the scent of a fox might be distracted by the smell of a red herring dragged along the trail. Then the hounds would follow the trail of the herring instead of the trail of the fox. And why do we call an important day in your life a red letter day? Well, that's because in the early prayer books, the saints' days and church festivals were printed in red ink. Some prayer books are still printed in this style, and many calendars today have the Sundays and holidays indicated by red letters or figures. So a red letter day, since it's a holiday, is one that we look forward to with pleasure or look back upon with joy. And finally, what about red tape? Where did governmental delay get that name? Well, that also comes from England, where for centuries the British government has followed the custom of tying up official papers with red tape or red ribbon. The everlasting tying and untying of the red tape which bound the dispatch and document cases led men to pick it up as the symbol for useless delay. The present British version of red tape is pink, however. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 8th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.